Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so let's, I found the correct theme, Aaron.
Good.
We're all
okay.
Going to be very happy now.
Yeah, that's better.
News. News. No! No! News. No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news.
Oh.
Or no.
Okay. Couple things. Real quick. It's mm-hmm. the daily update. How are we doing on getting the song added to?
We did get a message saying that they love the song.
Just one?
On Instagram. There were a few texters, but.
Have there been a plethora of more downloads of the song?
There's been more downloads. Yeah, definitely. It's on our podcast feed. You can find it. It's Jealous. An original
How do we put
song.
It somewhere more prominent? Do we pin it to the top of all of our social media pages?
Could do that for sure.
Do we hire? I was thinking we hire like our old video guy Troy or Troy and Brandon to like we shoot a music video for it.
Would be hilarious.
We do it at Shotguns. So we
Leo at Shotguns.
Well, the Leo part can be shot outside.
No, I'm including the kids go where I go.
No, but I thought we would do the Leo parts because I think it'd be even more funny. Like I said yesterday, like if we're lip syncing the...
Oh, the little kid, yeah.
The little kid parts.
Mm-hmm. But I'd have to talk to his agent. I'm not sure if he's...
All right, well, I mean, we can AI his part in there. But like Aaron is a music director. If anybody's going to make the call to add the song to the Alice playlist, it'd be you.
Yeah, not according to one texter yesterday.
So one texter said it was, the one. All right. So if you've heard, text into 303-222-5423 if you really want to hear the song.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're waiting on this.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Let me take you back in time to this day, way back in 2007. I know this is going to tickle Slacker Pink. On this day in history, Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone.
No way.
Yeah, I mean,
why do they have the tech conference in like September or whatever then?
It's moved around kind of a lot. There's the WWDC, which is usually I think in June maybe. But now I don't know why he introduced it now, maybe like this time of year, maybe it was part of CES. The Consumer Electronics Show.
So 18 years ago, and I want to say like, oh, who would have thought? How much it would change the world? But I feel like Steve Jobs did think that. I feel like he did know like this is big.
Did you ever hear, this is such an adjacency to what you're saying, but like the genius that is our phones and iPads, did you ever see like he took like an iPad to like a remote village in Kenya and just, now this is a child that's not seen a television.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, it was obviously wasn't locked, didn't need fingerprint or face or whatever, handed it to him and they navigated it perfectly.
Really?
That was, his idea was like, you've got to just look at it and know, well, look at these big tiles, I should push one. And you push it and then like whatever it says opens up.
Wow.
And it was just like, and that's what the iPhone was. I was so happy with my Razor. My Motorola Razor was my favorite phone. And I chucked it off a building the day the iPhone 1 came out.
What an innovation, yeah. Except now that poor the elders have to install screen time limits on their kids.
I don't mind. The iPhone is keeping Aaron alive right now.
Wow, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you. And now it's monitoring my heart rate, my watch, it's all like That, thank you. That was the best story I've heard.
Happy birthday, iPhone.
Happy birthday.
Good evening. This is current news, but late to the program. Disney Channel ended.
What?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that until last night.
What are you talking about?
Disney Channel, like the actual TV, you're on the guide, you're select. It's gone.
Is this like an HBO Max thing where they stop calling themselves?
No.
Like HBO was HBO, then it's HBO Max.
Like,
and it's
like Spice or something now. Like no Disney
Channel.
Hold on,
Spice when I was young?
Hold on. Maybe it's on that. Hold on.
Something. Spice was channel 42 and it just came in real fuzzy. But I had a legal cable device so we could watch it.
Oh, wow. I think it's because they just started streaming on Disney Plus. You could just stream so they don't, like, we don't need a live
channel. They're no longer on DirecTV or Xfinity.
Correct.
Or anybody else. They're just gone.
Because the Disney Channel didn't have commercials. All the commercials were just for other Disney Channel shows and movies and like, hey, tune in.
Oh, my God.
There were no actual.
It really was.
Yeah.
In between, it'd be like Henry Danger, and you're like, oh, okay. It wasn't like Tide.
Right, exactly. I mean, maybe like a handful or something, but most of them were just like, yeah,
I don't know what it changed to.
So, yeah.
But it's probably Spice. Why don't you send your kids to the internet and have them look up Spice?
Good evening.
Good evening.
PSA on today's edition of News or Nope. Don't eat your Christmas tree. If you're thinking about getting rid of it, if you have a real tree, a lot of people say you can.
I don't use the nope very often on News or Nope, but this seems like the dumbest thing you've ever brought up.
This is, yeah. Like,
there are legit. Are you in making this PSA? You're making an assumption that at least one person on planet Earth has went, Marge, what are we gonna do with the tree? And she's like, well, let's eat it. Like, you're saying that's happened.
I'm saying it's happened, especially in Belgium, where officials suggested you could reuse the pine needles in recipes to help reduce waste. So it came with a good intention, right? You could just reuse it. You need pine needles. You got a bunch. But a lot of the trees are sprayed with pesticides and a bunch of stuff you don't want to eat.
Or green spray paint.
Or that.
Yeah.
So don't eat your tree. Legally, that's the Slacker Show stands firmly.
No. In the interest of what we call Darwinism or natural selection, if you're thinking about eating your tree, you rock that bad boy. Like you fire it down with a little hollandaise sauce, you idiot.
I have a better idea.
Yeah.
Those people can go to Jimmy John's and get some of their ranch dressing soup to dip their tree in.
Ooh, now I've never been a soup guy, but I'm interested.
Mm.
Are a ranch person?
I'm a ranch,
Gosh, I love ranch.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do a show together? Like, I seriously loathe ranch people. You would eat?
I could eat a spoonful right now. I get the mini containers, like the to-go ones.
I do too. I always add them on. Why not?
Have you ever had Dion's Ranch?
I don't think
Dion's
so.
From Dion's Pizza?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. I am told, because I would never eat ranch, and I love Dion's, but I'm told anytime I've ordered Dion's Pizza, like neighbors will go, hey, if you're getting Dion's, will you grab me a bottle of ranch? It's supposedly the best ranch. Like, it's like saying that's the best dog turd. If I'm going to eat a dog turd, this dog poops the best poop.
The ranch at, what's the wing place? The green one, not Buffalo.
Wingstop.
That ranch is really good too.
So basically, Jimmy John's is taking ranch dressing, adding water to it, and heating it up, and stupid people are ordering it?
Well, I was going to place an order.
Hello, stupid people.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.